This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we start. Now, believe it or not, there were Mishabodim then also, and there was somebody who was a Muslim Mishumit. This was pre-internet days, and he still was a Meshumet, and he darshan Torah against to pro Muhammad. Sheikh was believe some shemilas b'me'oid me'oid who nema al mishuga. That the me'oid me'oid is about Muhammad. I guess it sounds, first of all, me'oid me'oid sounds like Muhammad, and it's going on Yishmael. You know that the bracha that he's going to be nifrat moed moed. He also had a gematria with the words moed moed. Bimoed moed is gematria Muhammad. So he had everything going for him. V'chem hashama hoifia mihar poron. So that also is it talks about the Chazal said talks about Yeshua Roy Mizav. So it means kilo Hakadosh Baruch Hu came from har poron. So he said that, why does it say the word Achicha? Achicha is referring to Yishmael, who's a brother of Yitzchak. V'chein after chas Yishmael satev l'goy gadol. So that also is going on Islam, which will become a great religion. So dvarim eluk for nitchu v'nistru me'roiv hagalosim efi akol. This is something that was common. People said these things all the time, and they were already refuted. V'lo nema b'em shem b'tachlis achalishos b'lvad. They didn't refute them and say that the rayas are not good enough, strong enough, weak enough. It's a poor joke. It's not even a riot. It's something that not even a simple person is in any way taken by it. And the ones who actually espouse these things, ain't daitem shekachu. They don't really think that that's it. Gam eino mistapkim lahem. They don't have any doubts that these rayas are worthless. Avol kavanasim beilad form lispoer bem tagoyim laharis lem sheim aminim. Sach hakol they're keilu trying to show how much they believe in it. It's to show off by the goyim that take a look how much of avol koloin shoyim eshem mishugu kosev b'torah. He says, enter embarrassment. The goyim themselves don't believe in it, not mekabel in it. Umipnei shaloi motzlem taina b'shumpan b'pasim b'sukat ravloi b'svel b'dimyet deishitlu mimenu. And the reason, since there's nothing whatsoever in the Torah that could find any rayas to the muna. And anything to be toiled on, they really have nothing of substance to use. So the Muslims taina that we forged the Torah. So they couldn't find anything else. So that's the best they could find. Even even though it's nonsense and it's something that no one takes it seriously, he says, he said hundreds of years before they had Torah was translated in a lot of different languages, and it's something which has no remez whatsoever in those languages to anything more than we have in the Torah. So to say that they forged it before, you know, Samach Venira to Muhammad is absurd. V'oid shimukubelas dormi dormi mizach oil madoravoi. We have Sefer Torah all over from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. V'olei nimtza b'zeh shum chiluv klal. V'afil b'dikdukeho v'afil b'komets chatev l'shurit. Now, this is something that leinzer shum chiluv lahutzul tainez zua halusha el shemot zeh shum sav b'ter. I won't talk about this in general. This is a very, very important raya. In the question of, is our Torah the authentic Torah that was? So one expects that as something gets copied and handed down, if from door to door there are changes, and therefore, if it will be done in two separate places, those changes will create very separate works. Let's give an example. Let's take languages. If you have a language that's spoken in a place, and then language changes over generations. Let's say two, three, four brothers went to different places. As the generations go on and the language evolves, there's going to be real differences between them, and that's how languages grew. You have the Germanic languages, the German, Dutch, Flemish, Norwegian and Swedish are common languages, and it's quite clear to see it. But they're quite different because in each country there were, in Germany, today's German and 700 years ago German is different, very different. So when they went to Denmark and to Holland and all these places, so the language evolved in each place separately, and therefore you get very big differences. The Kaisel in Golos for in the Rambam's time, well over 1,000 years, and they were in a lot of different places, and the Sefer Torah all over the world. And besides the Sefer Torah, there's also Masoris, the Nikud and the Trop and everything about it. And yet, no two Sefer Torah are different. Now, the truth is that of all the Sefer Torah in the world, and not the Sefer Torah, but as much as the Masoris of Sefer Torah, there are 9 changes. You know, there are 9 places that there are changes in different places. In all 9 places, those changes are letters that make no difference between the words Chaser and Yitter, Vavs, Yuds, Alephs, Hays. The only one that's the most blatant one is Betzua Daka with a hair and olive, and it means exactly the same thing. So Lemaisa, in the Sefer Torah that we have, in each place we have a riot that our Sefer Torah are exactly the same as 1,000 years ago, and Bal Karchach we were able to keep it with tremendous fidelity. We have a laboratory, we have the whole world. The same thing is even true with the Nekudos and the Trop, which are infinitely more complex. First of all, you don't have it written down. It's only a Maseres Bal Peh. Secondly, it's a lot more of it. And yet, we do have Sfarim. You know, every area has a Maseres of Nikud and Trop. For us, the Min Chashai is the Paisik Achron. And there are, but not much at all. And what you would expect, you have a bare handful of compared to what you would expect to have, and it stayed the same. So he says, take a look. You have the Sefer Torah everywhere, and every type of nikud you have is very similar. And the only reason why they come up with such an absurd taina is because that Kodesh Baruch Hu meant Muhammad, one should have had something to Torah about it. They're made it to the Torah as being emes, so they needed desperately to find something there. Ubir hadavim mashakosuv unesativ legoy gadol. Ein etzel lemegadol b'torah b'nevuah. Al b'mi'avad, it means many. Where does it say it means Chashiv. Akvar nema boiv the zara gdoyim gdoylem atzumim. It's so over there gdoylem atzumim doesn't mean they're very chashiv. It means there are many of them. Yes, the yeshmaelim are many. There's no one argues on that. Too many. Vechem ashaama b'meoid meoid. Ilahoisa kavana boi sheyetsim en a ploini. Hoy oima uveirachtiv b'meoid meoid. Vaze efshu l'tola zatoyim b'chutz shakoyach fish leima shenyona avarchilis mizare ploini. So if we would have said that, we could have hung it on a thin spider's thread to say that's what it means. Aval hoil vom bime oid me oid. Achashom ver beisi. Yere hadev. So if we said uberachte vim oid me oid. So we say, okay, he's what he's benched with. But it says ver beisi moid moid. That the moid moid is a dugma of what is being marred by him. Shein al derech haflog ebrei v'minyan. So Bal Korchach, it simply is a it simply means a lot or many. Vehine bir Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah from Vino Hashalom shekol ma sheftich b'ezor brachas v'sheyitein mitzvos lezar v'yasim zulosam shebishul zera yitzchak bilvad nemazeh v'loy al zeh ha'acha. So in the Torah itself it says that any haftachas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is for Yitzchak and not for Yishmael. It is adjacent to where he writes about the bracha on Yitzchok. So he says a very powerful point. He says, even if we say that Yishmael has many people, there's nothing chashev about him. Not an extremely good person, not any type of aristocratic bearing or moral shleimus. So that could serve as a vehicle for being a fast on Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing about that. So you can't say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kodesh Shmoy on them when they don't have any. They're not conveying a message. When you Kodesh Shmoy on something means you attach it to something, and that item is carrying a message on your behalf. But there's nothing. There's no message being carried here. They don't present anything. The avotisvada chasidusko bezarach chosid vazer bo mitzak. Vezo pirishi korak meshnem veikorbem shmivshem voisai kloime yisparsem yisvada. In other words, through them, Akadosh Baruch Hu's name will become mefursem yisvada. First, I'll stop this a second and explain this point a little bit, and then another nekuda. He says, "V'yikorvem shrivishem voiseklemi yispasim v'yisvada." The Akadosh Baruch Hu's mitzius is beyond human observation. So let's give a mashal. Imagine a person is trying to look at a certain type of bacteria or cell. Those are invisible to human eyes, and there's no way in the world we can ever see a bacteria or cell. What we do is we stain it, or we attach some sort of fluorescing gene which lights up and I can see the light and so on. So by being marked one or the other, by putting the paint onto the cell, I in effect see the cell. I in effect, by the following the glow, I'm keeping tabs on the cell. So we have a chetimtzu that we're aware of, where you're trying to relate to something, you're trying to sort of observe something unobservable by mixing it with something else. You make it observable in a more, what's the right word for it, in a more of a liberal sense of the word. That's, you know, it's observable. The Akadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as a tfisa in Akadosh Baruch Hu, per se. What happens is Akadosh Baruch Hu is identified, his shechina, his presence is identified when it interacts with somebody in this world. If there's a person who carries shechina through his presence, that person is presenting shechina. So the presentation of shechina through an entity is called Kriya Shem. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kriya Shema in Yisrael means that when people want to understand what is divine like, you look at the Midas and then Hagas HaKal Yisrael, and through that you see. We're the place where it becomes, I guess, visible. V'achakein bia Yitzchak. Shabroch is saying, now there's another point I wanted to make also, as we're learning it. Rabbi Shapiro once pointed out that it's very interesting the distinction between Yishmael and Esav in their contrasting themselves vis-a-vis Yiddishkeit, vis-a-vis Kaisa, vis-a-vis Torah. Esav's Christianity's taina is we were the chosen people. And at some point, because we sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it and took someone else to be Mamshech. So they say they are replacing or continuing Yiddishkeit. Yishmael Tainis, you know, the Oikadavl Mafreya, we never were we forged the Sefer Torah. Is really Yishmael was the one who went to Akeda v'chulu v'chulu. They taina that it's a toss. That's why the Moshel, even in terms of the Beis Hamikdash, the Vatican taina is that the Beis Hamikdash lost its kedusha, and the kedusha got transferred to the Vatican. The Yishmael and taina that did a Baal Batim and Harabayis. So it's a very, very interesting distinction between the two, and they both represent different chalakim of Ra, and how Ra's Messiah is the Toiv. Okay, weiter. V'chakach bia Yitzchak, sh'abroch ha'sein sh'iftiach ben Avram, sh'bechal ha'broch ha'sein sh'yokim brisoi v'serosoi sh'labayir b'zari. K'mo sh'omol avonim v'yisilahem l'alehim. It's very clear the selection process. Shemailos haTorah sheiftiach b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram shezkayim b'zara that Yitzchak z'miyuchad ba va'achrav Yaakov. In other words, choosing Yaakov, there's no two ways about it. What do you do with the whole parasha of choosing Yaakov? If Yishmael was the one that was chosen, so where does Yaakov come in? Everybody else. Pshat ha-maimer Shem oymim shu kose b'toyer b'shlich z'mechaz v'in shu avangeloi sh'shmoy achmad u mispa me'oid me'oid ein o'il mispa achmad sh'soyim shu kose b'toyer. So he says, I guess, a very, very fascinating pshat, refutation maybe. So he says the girsa. He says the gematria of, I mean, his name was really Ahmad and not Muhammad. So the gematria of B'moid moid is Muhammad. Now, Ahmad, he says, his real name is Ahmad, because they say that in the New Testament, the tie is that remember that Yeshu said, that I'm going to send you a shliach with the name of Ahmad, and he said so. Bal Karchach, it's not. So what's the gematria have to do with it? It's all Ahmad. So you know, make up your mind. They call Muhammad, but then they write that he's going to send somebody named Ahmad. So he's slugging that up also. So he's doing really two things here at Rambam. It's interesting. There's two ways of dealing with somebody's rayas in Torah. One is to slug it up, bring rayas against, and one is to say it's not worth even arguing. Each one of these has a problem. If you say that you're bringing rayas against it, then you're saying that it's a credible position. It's something that could be, but I can disprove it. So that's a long way into being a moed b'miktzas. If I say that something is a credible position, for instance, if somebody offers me for my house X amount of money, and I say, well, the reason why I don't think that that's the right amount, and I go through a whole regime, that means it's a credible bid. If somebody offers me $10 for a house, I don't say why it's not. I say, I just laugh and say, well, that was a funny joke. So by answering something, you're always giving it credibility in its own right. On the other hand, if you don't answer and say, oh, there's not even what to talk about, there's always a taina for the person who's listening. There's always a taina, he didn't have what to say, so he left it off, but he can't answer it. So the Rambam is doing is both. The Rambam is saying, first of all, these tainas are so silly, there's nothing to talk about. And yet, don't think, even if you're willing to tolerate Narishkeit, none of this has any relevance to what we're talking about. None of these rayas are rayas in any sense of the word, and so on. So the Rambam himself is sort of a bringing in this point over here that it's something that is it's both ludicrous, and that's important, and then also it's something that is that I can tell you also concrete rebuttals to everything the person said. Avo masha oma hayfir ma per and v'yadua shu pol over v'lo oma yoyfir. If we would have said HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, okay, then you could say that maybe the guy is, I could hear a guy make a point. Hoyfia means it happened. Ubira davar shu misapet maimer ha-sinai v'yemek shenigla ha-sinai le-nigla min ha-shmar ha-sinai kredes avna gavish el-nigla la'at ma'at mat me-rosh ha-horim me-rosh har le-rosh har at-shiyara ha-sinai. So we understand what it means, but certainly in the flow of the Psukim, there's nothing here that would be meramis that there's going to be a new gilui coming from Shmuel. V'hoven ech diik shuhu paran shu yoiserocher ne'ama by hayfia paran, which is further away, it says hayfia, which sounds like something that's, it appeared from the distance. V'seir she'yisikar of amazarach. V'sina she'ozikavana uboi shachin ha'kavet. V'yishlem v'yishkin kavet Hashem ha'sinai amaboi misinai bo. Uki inyan zeh sipra dvoira, k'she sipra maimra ha'sinai. She'akov nigel at lat mihar lahar, she'ken kosov Hashem b'tzeischo miseir, b'tzatcho misteh edoim, Etz Ruach Shagam Shomai Notfu, while there should be Ruch Chachamzal, Shakbor Shalach Novi La Edim Kodim Mashabin Losam Tayr of Lurzu Kablo, and Shalach Yishmol Verman Losam Lurzu Kablo, like a Shalach Mashabin of Kiblu, for Omar Koshi Vashem Nasan Ishma. The Holze Dover Shay Kodim Matan Tayr, the Chaimbo Hamilos Moiris Al Paolim Oivrim, Bo Zora Chofia Vainam Abo. So all of it is relating to it's relating to an other, and nothing is to the future. And finally, they felt this was already, this. They were saying that maybe this is the remez for that. So he says, So even the people who doubted it, even the people who didn't believe it, is only because they doubted Mikir Becha. So he says to both these people, both to the people that think it's a good raya, and to the people that need a shtickle Torah of a hekesh to Mikir Becha, to take away the raya, I have something to tell you both of it. Da, shelo yavor l'shum adam lokachas milo achas me'inyan shekule dovek u'mischab l'seray v'lisuchalev. It's absolutely wrong when you take something out of context and you use that as a raya. Avo roilo la'ayim b'mashekodam mina inyan mashachrof. When you see something, you need to look at something before and something after. My brother-in-law, Reb Nachum Vavitz, once went into Reb Chaska Bramsky to ask him a Shver Rambam. So Reb Chaska starts reading the Rambam before. And my brother-in-law gently tells him, no, I was mechavim to this, I was looking at this Rambam. I meant this Rambam. So Reb Chaska Bramsky looks at him. He had a very regal bearing and with a disdainful look. And he said, Am Ha'aretz. A Rambam, you look at a halacha before and a halacha after. In other words, you need to see a Rambam in context. Even if the Rambam is a complete thought in that particular sentence, but without context, you don't know the meaning. So he says, let's look at the context of this parasha. If you start learning Chumash like that, I'll bring you right from the pasuk. You shouldn't listen to a Navi. It says Lishishma Divar Navi. Those are words quoted from the Torah. If you deal with sentences taken out of context, you can end up being over the zer also. You need to always understand the overarching on this, context, what the higher meaning of the time meaning of it, and if you that, v'apasuk hazeh shunavim kibur hakamayni ruah lamoid al mashal lefanav shal achav b'mashal davek l'inyan kidei shleish yuvan v'lo yishav b'safik b'shum panim ubi adava sheizironu mitchilas haparsha miles asik b'ksom b'moynim chosuk hachavim v'kshafim v'chavarim dom lahim. The pasuk, the parasha starts by telling us not to be oveid, not to be osik and kishuv, etc., etc. Bedvarim elu shechoyches umesh v'm yuchul das asidus kodesh shizchatshu umiskavnus alehim. This includes the entire range of all sorts of magic that people can try to understand futures. All umos are convinced that they know what's happening in the future through this. You're not going to know the future through all this stuff. You're going to know through a Navi that I'm going to establish to Medesidis. And he'll prove his words. He'll prove his words without having any mistakes. It's 100% foolproof. And you're going to know what's going to be in the future without this, without ksamim and all these things. So he says, V'chakach b'ilon, ashedov hazeh yilon, b'bonim b'litoyach v'om, ashekol novi sheshech eleinu l'deinu asid, yeh mekir b'chem. You're not going to have to go far and search in every crazy place for it. The Mekirucha means, you know, you, the Navi will be available to you. Lafika chayse b'mayme v'amak kamoini. Shemiyala daitchol k'sim echecha yitoch liyas v'esim shmuel. Lafisha matzano because of v'esim koma echicha liyisrael. So adrabe kamoini is going to be memayit that we should never think that the word echicha means anything. V'kasa because of kamoini klima v'bnei Yaakov. V'ein kamoini b'kan liyas kamoy b'maylas anevua. When it says kamoini, it certainly doesn't mean he will be a Navi like me, because there is nobody that has that darga. Shekinom lokov Navi oid b'yisol kamoishe. V'be'etzem ha'parasha amoyal ma'asha zacharinu. Oma, lo yimotzchov ma'ave b'noi b'ito b'eish k'oisim k'som ma'oinim v'nach shem chashiv. V'choy v'chever shoyal oid b'yidoini v'dor shal ma'isim tom t'yem shal kecha b'cholu. V'ata lo yikei nosloch ha'ashem l'kecha no v'akir b'cho ma'echer kamoini. Hine, he says, he's boya v'is ames. So the Navi is not going to be mechadish anything in the world of Torah, because he's basically hanging on to Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol hu ish shelo yatzichenu leksamim. He's somebody who is doesn't need any some of the moinim lechachas akachavim. Benishal menem ashe aralonik mashe umeshal lemoinim kaisim. She came atzina shol she shol leshmul aveda she avdolay. So you see that it's possible to a navi is someone that can tell you different asidas, different areas, and that's what's possible to be by a navi. So I'll go upon him. So the Rambam here is saying that the parasha itself, he learns up the parasha, and the parasha here is specifically telling you that we're not like the Rebbe Chayshvim, the Nevi'im will be all from Kal Yisrael, and they will be readily available, and that's why we don't have to be Darish anyone else. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any question? Yeah.